from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Queen will deign to speak to us now, Lee.
Oh, wonderful.
The Queen has deigned to speak to us on day 19 of her reign after her installation. Without a single vote ever at the on the national level, not even one. The Queen deigned to speak to us yesterday and granted us, through her grace, 90 seconds worth of questions. 19 days, Her Highness was not. Her Highness was not questioned in any way, nor should she ever be. But out of the generosity of her sovereign heart, step forward yesterday for 90 seconds, not a full 2 minutes, 90 seconds, and took media questions. And for that, Lee, we can all be grateful.
Oh, yeah.
Because her time is so valuable. That is why she was chosen to rule over us. Yeah. Never having received not one vote ever in a national primary, but our elites know best.
And still haven't had a convention yet.
No.
Not that it's going to matter.
Now, she will speak at you, but she will not speak with you, nor will she take questions. Now, I'm being facetious, but I'm also not. This is literally their attitude. You know, the now, unfortunately, past president of Mexico, because I grew to like him a little, not a lot, but a little, said America is not a democracy, no matter what they tell you. It is an oligarchy. What is an oligarchy? Royal rule by criminals who oversee vast criminal gangs. Criminals that wear shiny shoes. That's what an oligarchy is. He said, America is not a democracy. It is an oligarchy. Manuel Lopez Obrador. Boy, did he nail this. So that ridiculous 90 seconds yesterday, the media ran it down as fast as they could, as easy as they could for her, because they know she's very afraid to speak unscripted. And one of the questions was, will you be doing interviews? Okay, they only got five questions. Will you be doing interviews? I would have preferred, will you be doing mandatory gun buybacks? Mandatory, not not optional. But they didn't ask her any real questions yesterday, Lee.
Are you surprised? Of course not.
No. No. But, you know, when you have news folks who've seen, like, everything and they're surprised, at the end of the 90-second interview, which we should all be grateful she granted to us because the Queen is busy. At the end of the 90-second interview, she says there will be one interview granted to the subjects, one by the end of the month. It's the 9th of August, Lee.
Yep.
It's the beginning of the month, in other words. We get one interview. Maybe. Should she feel up to it? She could be busy too. I mean, you know, we don't know. But she's thinking one sit-down interview in which she deigns to answer questions from her subjects. This is Carly Shimkus and Joe Concha reacting to that on Fox News. I just had to clip it because we've never seen anything like this before.
At the very end, she says, I want to schedule an interview by the end of the month.
Yeah.
One. The month just started.
It's August, what, 8th, 9th today?
9th.
Yeah, exactly. So it needs 21, 22 days to prepare for one interview, maybe just
like
one.
There should be an interview a day.
Exactly. Look, this is the chat GPT teleprompter candidacy that we're watching here. And those questions, by the way, I'm sorry, almost all of them were about how do you react to what Trump said or what Vance said? You want to ask her about, I don't know, you want to end fossil fuels, you want to end fracking, you want to abolish ICE, you oppose border wall construction, you oppose sanctuary cities, you think that my 10-year-old daughter should be able to get a sex change without my permission.
Right.
You want to raise taxes. I could go on and on. The questions I would have asked if given that opportunity, instead it was T-ball if you put a beach ball on the tee. That's what we saw yesterday. And now, Joey, she's not going to answer anything, according to Carly, for the next, 22, 23 days. Correct?
Yeah, that's what it is. And
beach ball on the T-ball stand. I like that. That's good.
And you know what? The media is fine with all of this, Lee.
Of course.
That's all good. Whatever she wants to do, you know. It's all fine. It's all good. Meanwhile, Her Highness, we are learning, does not take well to criticism. Not at all. And let me tell you, if they're doing what I'm about to tell you now, and she wins, God help you. They're very much following the Chinese model, where if your social media score, Lee, is not high enough, you do not get to fly. You do not get to use public transportation. And in many cases, you lose your job. What am I talking about? Well, Tulsi Gabbard made the mistake on the 23rd of July. You know Tulsi Gabbard, former Democrat, right?
Oh, yeah.
On the 23rd of July of criticizing Her Highness effectively in an actual sit-down interview. Imagine that sit-down interview, right? Like where you take questions unscripted with Laura Ingraham. That was on the 23rd of July. On the 24th of July, we now know from federal air marshal whistleblowers, including the head of the Federal Air Marshal Union, that Tulsi Gabbard was put on the TSA's terror watch list. Iraq War veteran, member of Congress,
former Democrat candidate for president.
Yes, on the TSA's terror watch list. The program's called Quiet Skies. So Tulsi Gabbard happened to be traveling on the 25th because she flies a lot. She's come back from Rome. And she started to notice groups of TSA agents, not the ones that process you and take your ID, not them. I'm talking the armed ones with the security dogs waiting for her at each point. So, you know, you transfer plane to plane to plane if you've flown, right? And normally you go through security once in the beginning, right? And then you're in the cleared area. So each transfer, you don't have to go through security again, right? At every point, they're waiting with the dogs, the canines, and they tear apart her suitcase again and give her the full body pat down.
Well, that's the weaponization of federal agencies, like we've been talking about.
The head of the union says that now that that Tulsi is on the terror watch list for I can only guess for criticizing Her Highness, since she was put on it the day after she criticized Kamala effectively, I might add. And ironically, for how she and Joe are growing the deep state and what a danger that is to America. The security rating she has now is so high that when she flies, there will be no less than 3 federal air marshals with her. A TSA canine handler with a bomb sniffing dog and an explosives expert on each flight to supervise her. And Lee, this is clearly a warning from Her Highness.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you criticize me, man, honey, because I am not even elected yet.
And I'm sure those resources are not needed anywhere else. There couldn't possibly be any other more serious person to be on the watch out for than Tulsi Gabbard.
Well, remember the last time the federal air marshals blew the whistle was a few months ago. They're the ones who are supposed to sit on the flight, you know, post 9/11 and make sure the terrorists don't kill you, right? Like the actual ones, not Tulsi Gabbard.
Right.
And they had been diverted to the border to process the Democrats' new voters. And so they were blowing the whistle like most of these flights don't have air marshals. So that means Her Highness was so upset by what Tulsi Gabbard said, she actually diverted air marshals from the border. Air marshals who were processing the future voters, i.e. illegal immigrants, and put them on a plane to harass Tulsi. Again, folks, I want to say to you, I mean, if this is Kamala Harris, when Her Highness is running, what, pray tell, will she be like when she's elected? Will I be able to fly, Lee? Will Tulsi be able to fly? Or are only people who say nice things about Her Highness allowed to fly? This is an absolute scandal, and the mainstream media is completely blocking it out. I mean, when you have Matt Taibbi covering it, right? He used to be the belle of the ball. Remember him when he wrote things that the left liked? Matt Taibbi broke it, Public broke it, DC Undercover broke it. Now it's in all of our media. Tulsi Gabbard's on the terror watch list. Media won't even ask her about it. And it happens the day after she criticizes Kamala. And let's not forget who Tulsi Gabbard is. Tulsi Gabbard destroyed Kamala Harris in the primary. At that debate, when Tulsi, remember, was running for office, as you said, as a Democrat pointed out, hey, you know, you would put 1,500 black men in prison in California for marijuana related charges. And yet you went on a black radio show last week, cackled like a witch and admitted that you smoke pot. Mm-hmm. Do you have a comment on that? Destroyed her right there. She was done. So I guess Her Highness is still a little sore about that.
You think?
Yes. That's what we're going to start calling her now, Her Highness, because this is how royalty behaves. This is what royalty does. Royalty justifies nothing it does. It takes no questions. The serfs have no right to ask questions. Here, I'll let Her Highness explain to you her theory on this. When some of her constituents dared to question her policy on Israel. Now, we don't actually know what that is because she won't answer questions. But here she is when the protesters showed up to her rally.
I'm here because we believe in democracy. Everyone's voice matters, but I am speaking now. I am speaking. If you want Donald Trump to win, then say that. Otherwise, I'm speaking.
So I don't know if that individual is going to be allowed to fly home or will be put on the terror watch list, the protester. So we'll see. We'll see. And I'm just getting started this morning. Holy cow, this is nuts. Donald Trump absolutely dominating yesterday, by the way. We'll get into all of that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Unbelievable, folks. New body cam video. You seen this? New body cam video from the police, the local police, the only ones who seem to care or notice that anything was wrong at the Trump rally. That just came out. With, and you can see from the cop's body cam, he's saying, like, you know, the shooting is just right after the shooting. And he's saying, wait, hold on, we told the Secret Service as early as Tuesday, this was on Saturday, that we needed a team on the roof. We told him. He says, I told him. They said, okay. They'd put a team on the roof. The Secret Service told me they'd put a team on the roof. Why isn't there a team on the roof?
I told them they need to post the guys over here. I told them that the Secret Service. I told them that Tuesday. I told them to post guys over here.
He goes on to say, according to Fox News and Wall Street Journal, the Secret Service agreed they needed to put guys up there. And they just never did. At all. They never did. Wow. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to blow your mind. Like, it's going to be worth putting down whatever you're doing and listening to the next segment. Given what we have just learned about the Iranian assassin the FBI just arrested, there are no words for this. I'm going to tell you in the next segment how he got here to the United States of America. Would he cross the border? No, worse. Wait, you mean the guy who came here to kill Trump? Yeah. How'd he get here? I'm gonna give you a hint. The deep state brought him here. Wait a minute. The guy they just arrested for trying to kill Trump was brought here to the U.S. by the deep state? Yep. Folks, this gets weirder. And this is not the first time the deep state has done this. Either. No one's going to explain this like me in the next segment. Coming up at 6:38, 6:39 or so. But first, you can tell that in the real polling, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance won the week. And I think they did. Looking at what articles have trended over the week. And so the media is frantic here, okay? Because J.D. Vance is kicking their collective rear end. And by collective rear end, I mean the liberal mainstream media and Kamala Harris's campaign's rerun, because they all work together in tandem to get Her Highness elected. So they're very panicked, okay? Because see, they thought since Donald Trump didn't serve in the military, and they thought that it'd be okay if Walls made up a whole stolen valor story and pretended he went to war in the Middle East. Because I mean, what could Trump say? They'd just pull out the bone spurs file, right? Make fun of him. They didn't anticipate that Trump would duck back to Mar-a-Lago and send J.D. Vance out, who absolutely decimated them. Okay, so this media clip, the media is frantic for Trump to come back because J.D. Vance has handed their rear end to them this week. So that's where this is coming from, okay? And they're also trying to cover up for Kamala because she doesn't deign to speak to little people. And quite frankly, she's scared to. Because she just doesn't have what it takes to answer basic questions. So they are begging Trump to come back on the scene. Please make J.D. Vance go away. He can effectively combat this whole Walt stolen valor thing. Oh, and by the way, they're trying to make it sound like he's been hiding. Folks, as you listen to this, remember, Trump's last rally was 5 days ago. Okay, within this week.
You have not had a public campaign event for nearly a week now. Tomorrow you'll be in Montana, which is not a swing state. Some of your allies have expressed concern that you're not taking this race seriously, particularly at a time where there is enthusiasm on the other side. Why haven't you been campaigning this week?
Because I'm leading by a lot. Excuse me, what are we doing right now? She's not doing any news conference. You know why she's not doing it? Because she can't do a news conference. She doesn't know how to do a news conference. She's not smart enough to do a news conference. And I'm sorry, we need smart people to lead this country because our country's never been in this danger before, both economic.
So they're trying to make it look like Donald Trump's weak. Donald Trump is, you know, he can't even get on a campaign trail. And he is really the one not taking questions. As he stands before a bank of reporters, all of whom Kamala Harris has refused to take questions from. All while Kamala Harris says, by the end of the month, she may, if Her Highness is up to it, she may do one interview with Walls. Maybe. One, she says. One. Not two. One. So that would not include an actual press conference. Folks, do you know the last time Her Highness did a press conference? It was in December. December 6, 2023. And Her Highness has not done one since. Didn't go well. Why is that? Well, we know why that is. Because back before they thought she would be the nominee, Joe Scarborough told us. I'm going to play it later. She had an approval rating of 28%, lowest ever for a modern vice president. And they had gotten to where in the Biden White House, they couldn't send her out anymore because it kept getting worse. And Joe Scarborough on MSNBC was asking, are they hiding her? Yeah, they were. And they're doing it again now. They're doing it again. Can you imagine what a presidency by this woman would be like? Now, they're letting you know she is talking to the media, okay? But only off the record. What does that mean? What is off the? I used to talk on the off the record, on the record, on background all the time as a reporter. Off the record is an understanding with the reporter you're talking to that your name will not be used. So she tells them something. If it's embarrassing what she says, well, they probably won't report it. She tells them something and they can't attribute it to her. So they'll say campaign sources. Campaign sources. Off the record. So she gets a special deal where she speaks off the record. Think Trump would get that deal? Well, I'm afraid to talk to you. So I want to talk to you off the record. So if I make a mistake, it's just attributed to campaign sources. You can't use my name. Meanwhile, Harris's top communications aides, or maybe it's Harris, who knows, are deeply skeptical about her talking to the media, saying that doing big interviews with major TV networks or national newspapers doesn't offer much real upside when it comes to reaching swing voters. So she's just not going to speak to you. Not going to take questions. Will not be questioned. And that makes sense because if you are royalty, as the Mexican president, Manuel Lopez Obrador, said the ruling class of America is, he says they are an oligarchy. That is royalty. A royalty that happened to also lead criminal gangs, but that is royalty. So he said, we are exactly like Russia. We are no different. We have oligarchs. And he said, you're kidding me. It's not a democracy up there in North America, in America, north of me. And he's right. He could see it. So we've now given her a title as befits her station in life. She's the queen. Nothing you could do about that. But then that's the way it's always been with royalty. They never win a single vote, but yet they rule with an iron fist. So tune up the volume. No, seriously, you, whatever you're doing, tune up the volume. I'm about to blow your mind. You got it up? Okay. Remember at the beginning of the week, we learned, thank God, that the FBI had caught the Iranian assassin, a Pakistani guy sent by Iran to kill Donald Trump, and he hoped a few more members of his inner circle. We all breathed a sigh of relief. Nobody looked too closely at the details. Maybe we should. The first thing we learned that was kind of strange, this arrest was announced on Monday. But did it happen on Monday? No, it did not. It did not. The arrest, it turned out, happened as the man fled the country on July 12th. What's significant about that? Wait a minute. Trump's rally was on July 13th. He was fleeing the country the day before the rally. What are the odds? 365 days in a year, he's fleeing the country the day before the Trump-Butler rally? The assassin? But maybe it's a coincidence. But this isn't. Breaking news from former reporter with The Hill, John Solomon's gone out on his own now, and he writes at Just the News. Probably the best investigative reporter in D.C. Only honest one left, too. Among the mainstream media. How did Asif Raza Merchant get here? He's the Pakistani man now charged with plotting with Iran to assassinate Donald Trump. How did he get here? What, you want to take a guess? I bet the first thing you're thinking is he snuck over the border, right? The open border that Kamala Joe deliberately and insecured. No, that would be outrageous, but no. No, this is worse. The FBI approved his visa. Do I have your attention now? The FBI approved his visa. To travel here when? Yeah, April. Under a very rarely used category called significant public benefit parole. Where they figure it'd be a significant public benefit if Trump were assassinated. They probably did. I mean, heck, they've been trying to put the guy in prison for over 100 years. So, you know, that's what he was. And they failed. They failed to put him in prison. So, I mean, can you trust these guys? It gets worse. The FBI gave Iranian Pakistani assassin Asif Raza Merchant a visa, a special visa to come to America in April, despite the fact that he was flagged as being on a terrorism watch list and had recently traveled to Iran and was under suspicion. Now, what month did they do this? I'm just connecting the dots. I'm kind of going beyond what Solomon did here because I've followed this very closely. And if you listen to my Battleground America podcast, you know all about this. We've been watching it since April when I said this stinks. Why is the FBI trying to cram it down our throat again and again and again? Hey, excuse me. We're with the FBI. Yeah, we just want you people in the media to know there's an assassin. An assassin is here. An assassin is coming to kill Trump. Hey, we want you to know. When did they say that? When did they start saying that? I thought it was weird that they wanted us to know. Just go get him. Don't put out a bunch of press releases. Don't tip him off. What month did the FBI start putting those press releases? They were everywhere for about 24 hours. This story. What month did the FBI start putting out press releases and making statements? Hey, there's an Iranian assassin trying to kill Trump. What month was that? April. It was April. Weird. Because what month did they approve the visa for the Iranian assassin who wanted to kill Trump to come here? What month was that? That was April. Huh. And then they arrest the guy on July 12th, the day before the Trump rally. Now, there's something you should know about this, okay? This is the second assassin that we are told by the FBI who was sent by Iran to kill Trump. The first one they got in 2021 after he had made arrangements to have Mike Pompeo and Bolton killed, and he had $1 million account. He was trying to get cartel hitmen to kill Trump, okay? So you got to understand something about that assassin and this assassin. They were not coming here to personally kill Trump, like bring the gun, go to the rally, shoot him. They were here to hire someone to kill Trump. Weird. Allegedly, when they arrested Marchant, the Iranian assassin, or assassin sent by Iran, I should say, because he's Pakistani, a guy who would not be here except the FBI approved his visa. A guy who, by the time the FBI arrested him, was an illegal immigrant. Why? He overstayed that visa. Visa expired in May. They let him go. Just let him go walk around, do whatever you have. Yeah, you want to kill Trump, have fun. Yeah, have a great time. Here's your visa. Again, if you have evidence of an assassination plot, you want to get the guy. Okay, I get it. You approved the visa, sure. And then you hold him so he doesn't kill Trump. The memo, Solomon writes, add a new twist to the assassination plot that was uncovered by before Trump was shot by 20-year-old American in Butler, PA. An American who, you remember, has overseas accounts that we supposedly cannot encrypt. At least not yet. By the way, authorities say they do not believe there is a connection between the two assassination plots. Then again, these are the same authorities who told us that Trump was a Russian stooge. The same authorities who told us who created the Russian hoax and lied about it. The same authorities who faked the evidence before the FISA court in an instance of perjury to get the ability to spy on Donald Trump. The same authorities who tampered, that'd be the FBI and DOJ, but especially the FBI, with the evidence in the Trump classified documents case, lied about it to the court in an act of felony level perjury, and then finally had to admit it in writing in court that they had tampered with the evidence, which, by the way, for the rest of us is a crime. Like, if you're a police officer listening, do not do that. You will go to prison, as you know. But if you're FBI, it's just another day trying to get Trump. These are the people saying there's no connection between the Iranian assassin that we just brought here on a visa and turned loose after he visited Iran and despite the fact that he was on a terror watch list. Do you believe that? Something stinks here. But when I heard this story yesterday, I went, you know what? I have a weird sense of deja vu. It's as if this has happened before. And then I remembered it had. It had happened before. This is exact same MO they've used on Trump before. I'll explain, as no one else will, coming up. Okay, so I know the audio went out for part of the last segment. Let me recap what I started with on the segment. Devastating news breaking from reporter John Solomon overnight. You know that Pakistani assassin they arrested who'd come to kill Trump? Iran had sent him. You know how he got here? Over the border? No. The FBI approved his visa. Despite the fact that he was on a terror watch list and had recently visited Iran. When did they approve this visa? April. Wow. That got my attention. Because in April, I did a Battleground America podcast because the FBI had just announced an assassin was coming from Iran to kill Trump. Same month. Turns out they helped him get here. When I heard that announcement from the FBI in April, I went, something's wrong. Because when the FBI comes out and tells you something like that, that they shouldn't be telling you if they're looking for the assassin, why would you tip them off? They really, really, really wanted us to know an assassin was here to kill Trump. That went on for 24 hours of something's up. I did a whole podcast on it. My spidey sense. And now we find out that guy came here on a visa approved by the FBI, a rare category of visa. His name is Asif Raza Merchant. Now, you heard in the beginning of the week he was arrested, right? Thank God. But what they didn't tell you was that he wasn't arrested on Monday. He was arrested on the 12th of July, and they didn't tell us for a month. The 12th of July is the day before the 13th of July, and the 13th of July is the day of the Butler rally. Do I get your attention now? See, when I was reading this last night with my jaw hanging open, because this is so in your face, I went, I've heard this, but this, I had a sense of deja vu, and then I realized why. Do you remember when that Russian went to Trump Tower, Natalia Veselnitskaya? She went to Trump Tower, and we were told by the FBI and Department of Injustice, we need a full investigation. But why was Trump and Trump Jr. talking to Russians? Was she a Russian spy? No. Russian agent? No. Just some woman from Russia? Yeah. We did a whole congressional investigation led by Paul Ryan, Republican, and Mitch McConnell, Republican. In fact, two of them, one in the House and one in the Senate, because one time a Russian went to Trump Tower and they talked to her. For less than 15 minutes, they realized she didn't have anything they needed. She wanted, allegedly, remember, to give them dirt on Hillary. Well, this was three alarm fire stuff, right? But we would learn later that Natalia Veselnitskaya was in America because Loretta Lynch had personally approved her visa to come here. Who's Loretta Lynch? Attorney General of the United States of America under Barack Obama, because this was 2016. So the DOJ and the FBI did a whole investigation of why did Donald Trump Jr. talk to a Russian who visited for less than 15 minutes without ever telling us she was only in the country because the Department of Justice approved her visa so they could set Trump up. Now we're finding out this is the same play. The FBI approves the visa for a guy on a terror watch list to come here from Iran and attempt to kill Trump. Same play, y'all. We've seen this before. What do you think? Text me. 71307. Breaking news overnight.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So tune up the volume. No, seriously, you, whatever you're doing, tune up the volume. I'm about to blow your mind. You got it up? Okay. Remember at the beginning of the week, we learned, thank God, that the FBI had caught the Iranian assassin. A Pakistani guy sent by Iran to kill Donald Trump, and he hoped a few more members of his inner circle. We all breathed a sigh of relief. Nobody looked too closely at the details. Maybe we should. The first thing we learned that was kind of strange, this arrest was announced on Monday. But did it happen on Monday? No, it did not. It did not. The arrest, it turned out, happened as the man fled the country on July 12th. What's significant about that? Wait a minute. Trump's rally was on July 13th. He was fleeing the country the day before the rally. What are the odds? 365 days in a year, he's fleeing the country the day before the Trump-Butler rally? The assassin? But maybe it's a coincidence. But this isn't. Breaking news from former reporter with The Hill, John Solomon's gone out on his own now, and he writes at Just the News. Probably the best investigative reporter in D.C. Only honest one left, too. Among the mainstream media. How did Asif Raza Merchant get here? He's the Pakistani man now charged with plotting with Iran to assassinate Donald Trump. How did he get here? What, you want to take a guess? I bet the first thing you're thinking is he snuck over the border, right? The open border that Kamala Joe deliberately insecured. No, that would be outrageous, but no. No, this is worse. The FBI approved his visa. Do I have your attention now? The FBI approved his visa. To travel here when? In April. Under a very rarely used category called significant public benefit parole, where they figured it'd be a significant public benefit if Trump were assassinated. They probably did. I mean, heck, they've been trying to put the guy in prison for over 100 years. So, you know, that's what he was. And they failed. They failed to put him in prison. So, I mean, can you trust these guys? It gets worse. The FBI gave Iranian Pakistani assassin Asif Raza Merchant a visa, a special visa to come to America in April, despite the fact that he was flagged as being on a terrorism watch list and had recently traveled to Iran and was under suspicion. Now, what month did they do this? I'm just connecting the dots. I'm kind of going beyond what Solomon did here because I've followed this very closely. And if you listen to my Battleground America podcast, you know all about this. We've been watching it since April when I said this stinks. Why is the FBI trying to cram it down our throat again and again and again? Hey, excuse me. We're with the FBI. Yeah, we just want you people in the media to know there's an assassin. An assassin is here. An assassin is coming to kill Trump. Hey, we want you to know. When did they say that? When did they start saying that? I thought it was weird that they wanted us to know. Just go get him. Don't put out a bunch of press releases. Don't tip him off. What month did the FBI start putting those press releases? They were everywhere for about 24 hours. This story. What month did the FBI start putting out press releases and making statements? Hey, there's an Iranian assassin trying to kill Trump. What month was that? April. It was April. Weird. Because what month did they approve the visa for the Iranian assassin who wanted to kill Trump to come here? What month was that? That was April. Huh. And then they arrest the guy on July 12th, the day before the Trump rally. Now, there's something you should know about this, okay? This is the second assassin that we are told by the FBI who was sent by Iran to kill Trump. The first one they got in 2021 after he had made arrangements to have Mike Pompeo and Bolton killed, and he had $1 million account. He was trying to get cartel hitmen to kill Trump, okay? So you got to understand something about that assassin and this assassin. They were not coming here to personally kill Trump. Bring the gun, go to the rally, shoot him. They were here to hire someone to kill Trump. Weird. Allegedly, when they arrested Marchant, the Iranian assassin, or assassin sent by Iran, I should say, because he's Pakistani, a guy who would not be here except the FBI approved his visa. A guy who, by the time the FBI arrested him, was an illegal immigrant. Why? He overstayed that visa. Visa expired in May. They let him go. Just let him go walk around, do whatever you have. Yeah, you want to kill Trump, have fun. Yeah, have a great time. Here's your visa. Again, if you have evidence of an assassination plot, you want to get the guy. Okay, I get it. You approved the visa, sure. And then you hold him so he doesn't kill Trump. The memos, Solomon writes, add a new twist to the assassination plot that was uncovered by before Trump was shot by 20-year-old American in Butler, PA. An American who, you remember, has overseas accounts that we supposedly cannot encrypt. At least not yet. By the way, authorities say they do not believe there is a connection between the two assassination plots. Then again, these are the same authorities who told us that Trump was a Russian stooge. The same authorities who told us who created the Russian hoax and lied about it. The same authorities who faked the evidence before the FISA court in an instance of perjury to get the ability to spy on Donald Trump. The same authorities who tampered, that'd be the FBI and DOJ, but especially the FBI, with the evidence in the Trump classified documents case, lied about it to the court in an act of felony level perjury, and then finally had to admit it in writing in court that they had tampered with the evidence, which, by the way, for the rest of us is a crime. Like, if you're a police officer listening, do not do that. You will go to prison, as you know. But if you're FBI, it's just another day trying to get Trump. These are the people. These are the people saying there's no connection between the Iranian assassin that we just brought here on a visa and turned loose after he visited Iran and despite the fact that he was on a terror watch list. Do you believe that? Something stinks here. But when I heard this story yesterday, I went, you know what? I have a weird sense of deja vu. It's as if this has happened before. And then I remembered it had. It had happened before. This is the exact same MO they've used on Trump before. I'll explain, as no one else will, coming up. Okay, so I know the audio went out for part of the last segment. Let me recap what I started with on the segment. Devastating news breaking from reporter John Solomon overnight. You know that Pakistani assassin they arrested who'd come to kill Trump? Iran had sent him. You know how he got here? Over the border? No. No. The FBI approved his visa. Despite the fact that he was on a terror watch list and had recently visited Iran. When did they approve this visa? April. Wow. That got my attention. Because in April, I did a Battleground America podcast because the FBI had just announced an assassin was coming from Iran to kill Trump. Same month. Turns out, they helped him get here. They helped him get here. When I heard that announcement from the FBI in April, I went, something's wrong. Because when the FBI comes out and tells you something like that, that they shouldn't be telling you if they're looking for the assassin, why would you tip them off? They really, really, really wanted us to know an assassin was here to kill Trump. That went on for 24 hours of something's up. I did a whole podcast on it. My spidey sense. And now we find out that guy came here on a visa approved by the FBI, a rare category of visa. His name is Asif Raza Merchant. Now, you heard in the beginning of the week he was arrested, right? Thank God. But what they didn't tell you was that he wasn't arrested on Monday. He was arrested on the 12th of July, and they didn't tell us for a month. The 12th of July is the day before the 13th of July, and the 13th of July is the day of the Butler rally. Do I get your attention now? See, when I was reading this last night with my jaw hanging open, because this is so in your face, I went, I've heard this, but this, I had a sense of deja vu. And then I realized why. Do you remember when that Russian went to Trump Tower, Natalia Veselnitskaya? She went to Trump Tower And we were told by the FBI and Department of Injustice, we need a full investigation. But why was Trump and Trump Jr. talking to Russians? Well, was she a Russian spy? No. Russian agent? No. Just some woman from Russia? Yeah. We did a whole congressional investigation led by Paul Ryan, Republican, and Mitch McConnell, Republican. In fact, two of them, one in the House and one in the Senate, because one time a Russian went to Trump Tower and they talked to her. For less than 15 minutes, they realized she didn't have anything they needed. She wanted, allegedly, remember, to give them dirt on Hillary. Well, this was three alarm fire stuff, right? But we would learn later that Natalia Veselnitskaya was in America because Loretta Lynch had personally approved her visa to come here. Who's Loretta Lynch? Attorney General of the United States of America under Barack Obama, because this was 2016. So the DOJ and the FBI did a whole investigation of why did Donald Trump Jr. talk to a Russian who visited for less than 15 minutes without ever telling us she was only in the country because the Department of Justice approved her visa so they could set Trump up. Now we're finding out this is the same play. The FBI approves the visa for a guy on a terror watch list to come here from Iran and attempt to kill Trump. Same play, y'all. We've seen this before. What do you think? Text me. 71307. Breaking news overnight. Okay, so I know the audio went out for part of the last segment. Let me recap what I started with on the segment. Devastating news breaking from reporter John Solomon overnight. You know that Pakistani assassin they arrested who'd come to kill Trump? Iran had sent him. You know how he got here? Over the border? No. No. The FBI approved his visa. Despite the fact that he was on a terror watch list and had recently visited Iran. When did they approve this visa? April. Wow. That got my attention. Because in April, I did a Battleground America podcast because the FBI had just announced an assassin was coming from Iran to kill Trump. Same month. Turns out, they helped him get here. They helped him get here. When I heard that announcement from the FBI in April, I went, something's wrong. Because when the FBI comes out and tells you something like that, that they shouldn't be telling you if they're looking for the assassin, why would you tip them off? They really, really, really wanted us to know an assassin was here to kill Trump. That went on for 24 hours of something's up. I did a whole podcast on it. My spidey sense. And now we find out that guy came here on a visa approved by the FBI, a rare category of visa. His name is Asif Raza Merchant. Now, you heard in the beginning of the week he was arrested, right? Thank God. But what they didn't tell you was that he wasn't arrested on Monday. He was arrested on the 12th of July, and they didn't tell us for a month. The 12th of July is the day before the 13th of July. And the 13th of July is the day of the Butler rally. Do I get your attention now? See, when I was reading this last night with my jaw hanging open, because this is so in your face, I went, I've heard this, but this, I had a sense of deja vu. And then I realized why. Do you remember when that Russian went to Trump Tower, Natalia Veselnitskaya? She went to Trump Tower, and we were told by the FBI and Department of Injustice, we need a full investigation. But why was Trump and Trump Jr. talking to Russians? Well, was she a Russian spy? No. Russian agent? No. Just some woman from Russia? Yeah. We did a whole congressional investigation led by Paul Ryan, Republican, and Mitch McConnell, Republican. In fact, two of them, one in the House and one in the Senate, because one time a Russian went to Trump Tower and they talked to her. For less than 15 minutes, they realized she didn't have anything they needed. She wanted, allegedly, remember, to give them dirt on Hillary. Well, this was three-alarm fire stuff, right? But we would learn later that Natalia Veselnitskaya was in America because Loretta Lynch had personally approved her visa to come here. Who's Loretta Lynch? Attorney General of the United States of America under Barack Obama, because this was 2016. So the DOJ and the FBI did a whole investigation of why did Donald Trump Jr. talk to a Russian who visited for less than 15 minutes without ever telling us she was only in the country because the Department of Justice approved her visa so they could set Trump up. Now we're finding out this is the same play. The FBI approves the visa for a guy on a terror watch list to come here from Iran and attempt to kill Trump. Same play, y'all. We've seen this before. What do you think? Text me. 71307. Breaking news overnight.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.